is a book that is the embodiment of everything that is important about the First Amendment. It is a work of speech and press, about assembly and petition, inspired by one man's faith and one man's service. It was published at a moment that it seemed we were on an unstoppable course towards progress. It is framed around the inauguration of Barack Obama. It is framed around the struggle for equality, for civil rights. And so it became even more poignant to see the divisions that frayed our country as the book was being published on its journey from 2012 through 2016. We can look at March Now and see that we cannot take progress for granted. We can look at March Now and see we cannot take freedom of speech for granted. All of the rights that we enjoy as citizens are dependent upon all of us asserting them for ourselves, for our brethren, each generation at a time. It was humbling to be here at the opening of this exhibition as the kids in Parkland were assembling to create the March for Our Lives. It was humbling to be surrounded by this amazing art that Nate has created and to see that this is about the last great student movement where young people were putting themselves out on the line for what they believed in while that was happening again in our culture. We cannot take progress for granted. Progress is in our hands. And this book, this incredible graphic novel, is such a powerful teaching tool for each of us as individual citizens, but also for each of us as custodians of the next generation and inspirers of the next generation. And so it was a privilege to work with John in developing this show, to hang at this great institution founded over a century ago. It was a privilege to work with Nate Powell, whose history, personal history of activism, infuses every single page. And it was also a great privilege as somebody that spent a lifetime working around the First Amendment to see that the First Amendment isn't just about the right to swear, which a lot of people like to make it. It isn't just about the right to look at dirty pictures. It isn't just about the right to tolerate the speech that irritates you. It's about the right to speak up for what matters. And so this evening, as you take in this tremendous show and the heroes of the movement, I invite you to think about how this calls you to live by example and to make a difference in your own life. And with that, it's my great privilege to invite a man whose example as a creator, as a father, as an activist, as an artist, inspires us all. Please join me on the stage, Nate Powell.